Eddie Chavez. Ruben Nava. And Jesse Romero. Jesus 911.
Soul Patrol, Jesus 911, one-man car. My name is Jesse Romero. I've got a great show today. Let me just start off with a prayer for protection because we're going to be talking about some high-level spiritual warfare stuff in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Almighty Father, and by the power of your cross and by your shed blood, we bind up any power of any evil spirits and command them not to block our prayers or this radio broadcast. We ask for the protection of the shed blood of Jesus Christ over this radio show, over this radio apostolate. And we thank you, Lord, for your protection. We ask you to send your angels, especially St. Michael the Archangel, to help us in this battle, to promote the truth. And we ask you to guide us in our prayers and in our comments and share with us your Holy Spirit's power and compassion. We ask this in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yep, my name's Jesse Romero. Want to talk today about the sexual revolution, how we got here. We know that we're here. We know that we have abortion on demand, the legalization of a so-called same-sex marriage. We have just an open fornicating culture. You could just see that on basically the mainstream television, the mainstream TV series. Open defiance of what marriage is. And I want to tell you how we got here. How did this country get pornified? How do we get over-sexualized? And how is it that now we have 110 million people in the country that have STDs? One out of three Americans has an STD. How did we get here? I want you to listen to a small clip from Father Chad Ripperger, who's an exorcist, who gives us the history of the sexual revolution and how it fell upon us. Mr. Engineer, can you play the clip?
Underneath Satan, they're what we call the five generals. The five generals are the five demons that are immediately hierarchically underneath Satan, and they are the ones who execute his plans. In some cases, they call it the table, because it's basically they get to divide up certain things. The first demon under him is Baal. Baal, now, Satan actually is the demon of impurity, but Baal is a demon of impurity. His principal function is to get cultures to succumb to impurity, primarily through fornication. Once the fornication sets in, then what happens is that the perspective that the conjugal act is ordered towards children is lost. From that arises the idea that sex should be recreational and that you can use it for any way you get pleasure, that's fine. So Baal lays the groundwork. We saw this in our own country. It was called the Free Love Movement. He lays the groundwork. The next thing he tries to do is, although in our country he managed to pull something off that was rather extraordinary, the next thing is after that, as we read from St. Paul, God delivers men and women up to their lusts, and men will start to want to sleep with men and women with women. Which basically means what? Once the spirit of fornication sets in, which, by the way, I don't know if you noticed, in the new rite, they removed this from the spirit of fornication, deliver us from the litany of saints, at the very time that the free love movement gained ascendancy. What we pray for is what we get. You don't pray for it, you're not going to get it. After that, then what happens is the culture, the next three demons show up. The first is Asmodeus. He's the demon of homosexuality in men. Then there's the demon of Leviathan, which is the demon of homosexuality in men, but of the masculine kind. These are the women who are heavy on the heels, we would say. Okay. Then there is the spirit of Lilith, which is the more seductive form of female homosexuality. After those have gained ascendancy in a culture, which, by the way, if you look at the cultures, every single culture is pushed in this direction. Okay. So, historically, not just ours, but historically, this is always the progression. Once you have fornication, you end up with contraception, and then the upshot of that is homosexuality and then abortion. Baphomet is the fifth one, and he's the demon of child sacrifice. Abortion. In our culture, think of this. They shot down the fornication laws, and so they delivered us into the hands of Baal. Then they had Roe versus Wade and delivered us into the hands of Baphomet. And then they allowed gay marriage, and so now our country politically is in the hold of the top five demons in hell other than Satan. They delivered us into their hands. That's where we're at. Okay. So we're all in this spiritual warfare. This is a level that we're all dealing with. Let's face it, 100 years ago, people in that culture weren't dealing with the level of spiritual warfare that we're dealing with. The types of spiritual warfare don't change. It's just the amount of it. And the more sin that people commit, the more empowered the demons become, and then the worse it actually gets. So wow. Diabolic obsession can be of various kinds.
Unbelievable. I love the history of... Remember this, I've mentioned it before. You have two types of evil. You have primary evil, you have secondary evil. Primary evil are demons, fallen angels. Father Ripperger just mentioned four of the generals of the fallen demons, who we reject, renounce, and rebuke in Jesus' mighty name through Mary's intercession. Mother Mary just crushed the head of these infernal spirits, crushed their head, we pray. Amen. And so, again, primary evil, fallen angels, demons. Secondary evil, humans. But demons, according to the Catechism, when you read in paragraph 407, they like to go after strong people, strong men and women, politicians, CEOs, athletes, people that have influence. Why? Because when a demon afflicts and through temptation starts basically controlling and manipulating and deceiving a strong person, be that male or female, now that person, through their political power or through their influence, they're able to maximize damage. That's exactly what they're able to do. Maximize damage. So Father Ripperger said that here's the hierarchy in case you missed it. You have the devil, Satan, who we reject, renounce, and rebuke in Jesus' name. And Mother Mary, crush his head, we pray. Then under Satan, he has five generals. And these five generals are powerful demons who execute his plans. The first demon is Baal. He's a demon of impurity, who we reject, rebuke, and renounce in Jesus' name. Mother Mary, crush his infernal head. So this demon, his principal function is to get the culture to succumb through impurity, through fornication. That happened in the 60s. Woodstock, the Woodstock culture, the hippie culture, that's when that sexual revolution took place. It also took place through a lot of evil men back in the 60s. Hugh Hefner starts Playboy Enterprises. Bob Guccione starts Penthouse. Larry Flynt starts Hustler. The 60s was at the time where this demon took the deceived and influenced a lot of powerful men to promote the whole fornication culture. Then Father goes on to say, he says, what this demon tries to do is to get people, society, to look at sex simply as recreational pleasure, and they remove the conjugal act that's ordered towards children. That's lost. And so this demon, Baal, who we reject and rebuke and renounce in Jesus' name, Father says that he's laid the groundwork in our country. Again, it's called the hippie movement, the free love movement, and this was in the 60s. And you see what happens when people become wicked, when people become lawless, when people start rejecting God. All you have to do is read Romans chapter 1, verses 24 to 30, that when somebody rejects the Creator and starts worshiping the creation, the created order, and that's what you have the whole pornography, over-sexualized industry. It's the worship of the human body. That's what they do. It is the worship of themselves. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 24 to 30, that when a person starts worshiping the creation, God, at this, you want to exchange the truth about God for a lie, God says, okay, fine. God says he'll give you up. He'll withhold his blessings and give you up to your own disordered passions, your own disordered appetites, your own dishonorable passions. And so women will exchange natural relations for the unnatural. They'll embrace lesbianism. And men, likewise, they'll give up natural relationships with women and they'll burn with lust for other men and commit shameless acts. This is what happens with a generation that rejects God. God gives us up to our base desires. And Father mentioned something very powerful. He said that in the new rite of exorcism that came out after Vatican II, he says there was a prayer in the old rite of exorcism where we prayed against the spirit of fornication. We prayed to God that God will deliver us from the spirit of fornication. It was right after the Litany of the Saints. And this is right at the time of the free love movement. Well, in the new rite of exorcism, that prayer has been removed. And there's a principle in prayer. It's called prayer begets what you ask for. You have to be specific. It's a Matthew 7:7 principle. Ask and you'll receive. So the church, in the new rite of exorcism, stop asking God for protection from the spirit of fornication. Well, guess what? Father Ripperger says, if you don't pray for it, you're not going to get it. So if we stop praying to God to protect us from the spirit of fornication, guess what? We're not going to be protected because we're not praying that way any longer. You're listening to Jesus 911. We're talking about the way our culture was deceived by five demons and we bought into the sexual revolution. We'll be right back.
In 1 Corinthians 13:13, St. Paul says, "So there abide faith, hope, and love, these three." According to St. Ignatius of Antioch, faith is the beginning and love is the end. And God is the two of them brought into unity. Then comes everything else that makes up a Christian. May God grant that we may attain all the virtues that make for authentic followers of His Son.
Tummy.
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right, every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, talking about a fascinating topic, the sexual revolution, how we got here. Father Ripperger gave a short little talk in the first segment of the way five demons were unleashed by hell, from hell, by Satan, to wreak havoc upon the earth through sexual sin. It all makes sense. You read Romans chapter 1, verses 24 to 30. It's all in there. It talks to you about the way God will give people up to the impurity of their heart if they dishonor their bodies, if they exchange the truth of God for a lie and worship the creature instead of the creator. That's what we've done. We've become a society. Even in many parts of the Catholic Church, we've taken our eyes off of the vertical, the worship of God, and we're into the horizontal, the worship of men. Just look at some of the hymns that are sung at Mass. And look at the emphasis at many Mass. We're the community. Let's hold hands. Let's make a chain across the church and pray the Our Father. You got 10 people running to the altar acting like little priests. We've horizontalized the Mass. It's the worship of self. And Father Ripperger, once again, he talks about the five demons sent by Satan to enact this sexual revolution. He used very powerful men. He used the Democrat Party through legislation. I'll share with you some of the Supreme Court decisions where demons had complete influence over the Supreme Court decisions. He also used Hugh Hefner, who started Playboy Enterprises, Bob Guccione, who started Penthouse, Larry Flint, who started Hustler. And why did the devil send five demons to basically just fill the human race with over-sexualization and pornification? I'll tell you why. Because Father Gabriel Amorth, he says, quote, "The devil will try every trick to force man's body to become an occasion of sin." Let me repeat that again. Father Gabriel Amorth, Roman exorcist, the chief Roman exorcist, he just passed away. He said, "The devil will try every trick to force man's body to become an occasion of sin." And the devil knows how powerful sexual sin is. That's why servant of God, Father John Hardin said, quote, "Nothing blinds the intellect more than sexual moral sin." Did you catch that? Nothing blinds the intellect more than sexual moral sin. The United States of America, by the way, is the pornography capital of the world. But specifically where I lived in California, the San Fernando Valley, the West San Fernando Valley, is the pioneer region for the porn industry since the 1970s. And the largest amount of pornography is still filmed in the West San Fernando Valley. Yep. Satan has an army of angels in the West San Fernando Valley. And he also has an army of human agents, whom the Bible calls in 1 John chapter 3, verse 10, sons of the devil. Because there's only two sons, 1 John 3:10, sons of the devil and sons of God. Hugh Hefner, Bob Guccione, and Larry Flint, Playboy, Penthouse, and Hustler, they are sons of the devil. Why? You'll know them by their fruits. So Father Ripperger talks about the next, the next demon that was basically unleashed upon the earth. He says, the next demon after Baal, who we reject and renounce in Jesus' name, he's a demon of fornication. Satan sent Asmodeus. He's the demon of homosexuality in men. The demon of homosexuality of the feminine type. Those that are the receivers. Asmodeus, who we reject and renounce and rebuke in Jesus' name. Then the next demon that Satan sent upon the earth is the demon Leviathan. Leviathan is the demon of homosexuality in men, but of the masculine kind. Who we reject Leviathan in Jesus' mighty, holy, powerful name. We rebuke, we renounce, and reject him. Mother Mary, crush his infernal head. Then Father says that the next demon that was sent upon mankind was the spirit of Lilith, who we rebuke, renounce, and reject in Jesus' name. Mother Mary, crush this infernal head's the head of this infernal spirit. The spirit of Lilith, which is a demon of female homosexuality, lesbianism. And after those four demons have gained ascendancy in a culture, and by the way, every culture historically is pushed in this direction. Historically, this is always the progression, Father Ripperger says. He says, first you have the demon of fornication, then you have the move to contraception, then you have the move to homosexuality, then you have the move to abortion, which brings us to the fifth demon that Father Ripperger says Satan unleashed upon the earth. The fifth general is Baphomet, who we reject, rebuke, and renounce in Jesus' name. Mother Mary, crush his infernal head under your immaculate feet. This demon is a demon of child sacrifice, and we would say that's modern-day abortion. So think about this. Think about this. The liberals, first they shot down the fornication laws So they delivered us in, they delivered us in America into the hands of Baal, who we reject, rebuke, and renounce in Jesus' name. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us. Then the liberals had Roe versus Wade. They passed that, and they delivered us into the hands of Baphomet, who we reject, rebuke, and renounce in Jesus' name. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us and protect us. Then the liberals, they legalized homosexual marriage. So now our country, Father Ripperger says, is politically in the hold of the top five demons in hell. That's where we're at right now. And the more sin that people commit, the more empowered the demons become. It's just like the when you pray. As Catholics, when we pray, what we do, we're basically enlisting the angels. We're calling them to duty. They're on duty. They're in service. They are activated when we pray. Well, same thing with the demons. Demons are empowered when people are sinning. And in fact, demons become, as people sin more and more, especially sexual sin, the more empowered the demons become, and it actually becomes worse. Demons are their own species, and they're mission specific. All of them were oriented to God once upon a time, and now they're disoriented. Now that the demons are disoriented because they rebelled against God. So these five generals that I named, they have used our fallen nature, and they've made us to believe that the corporal works of mercy are ahead of the spiritual works of mercy, as established by the governance of our Lord Jesus Christ. Catholics, let's not forget that the salvation of souls is more important than the salvation of the body or the environment. By the way, that's where the Democrats and Joe Biden are wrong. Their whole horizontal view of life, global warming and, social security and education reform, everything they look at is horizontal, but the vertical issues, the salvation of the soul, the spiritual works of mercy, Joe Biden and the Democrats, they just reject it, which are the life issues and the sanctity of marriage. Let me talk a little bit about how dangerous just pornography is, I guess, because this is also part of the diabolical assault. Pornography, the Catechism tells us in 2334, it consists in removing real or simulated sexual acts from the intimacy of the partners in order to display them deliberately to third parties. It offends against chastity because it perverts the conjugal act, the intimate giving of spouses to each other. Pornography does grave injury to the dignity of its participants, actors, vendors, the public, since each one becomes an object of base pleasure and illicit profit for others. Pornography immerses all who are involved in the illusion of a fantasy world, close quote. That's all from the Catechism, a fantasy world. And by the way, demons are able to project images and phantasms and apparitions into your mind. And let's just be honest, pornography is every man's battle, and the devil knows it. And in fact, it's a lot of women's battle as well. More and more women are embracing this. Pope Benedict XVI, in a homily that he gave to young pilgrims at World Youth Day, he said this about marriage, and I'm going to juxtapose marriage from pornography. He said this, quote, "Discover the beauty of love, not a disposable love that is transient and deceptive, imprisoned in a selfish and materialistic mindset, but true deep love," close quote. In other words, what Pope Benedict talked about here is that in the sacrament of marriage, we're giving each other our very selves as a gift. And that's why pornography is the mockery of the human body and the mockery of sexual intimacy within marriage. Just like the Black Mass is the mockery of the Holy Catholic Mass, pornography is the mockery of the sexual act within the sacrament of marriage. Because the sacrament of marriage is meant to be, number one, freely entered into, number two, faithful to each other, which means there's exclusivity, number three, fruitful, open to life, and number four, permanent until death do us part or forever. And so the devil knows that he knows that pornography it introduces poison into the marriage. Father Gary Thomas, another exorcist, he says that pornography and drugs can also open the doors to the diabolical. I think every exorcist that I've talked to has agreed that is without a doubt what happens. But I'll tell you, we give in to our base desires when we reject God. When we reject God, we pay the price. Romans chapter 1, verses 24 to 30, let me read it. The Bible says, therefore God gave them up, who's us, human beings, in the lust of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies amongst themselves, because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions. That's us, the human race. So when you reject God, what happens? It says, their women exchange natural relations for unnatural, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another. Men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in their own persons a due penalty for their error. What due penalty? AIDS, STDs. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a base mind and to improper conduct. They were filled with all manner of wickedness, evil, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malignity. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. It sounds to me like liberals, like progressive liberals. Verse 32, though they know God's decree that those who do such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but approve those who practice them. The word of the Lord, thanks be to God. So, pornography is the cancer of our times. And the only antidote is pleading God's grace to deliver you from this perverted demon and pleading God's mercy and healing power to properly order your passions and appetites. And so how do we do this? How do we do this? Time spent in the Word of God builds up a man's immune system against the poison of pornography. Let me mention that again. Time spent in the Word of God builds up a man's immune system against the poison of pornography. Jesus 911, my name is Jesse Romero, One Man Car. Talking about the sexual revolution, how the way the diabolical was entirely behind this, but the devil used very powerful men to promote this. In the next segment, I'm going to mention some of the Supreme Court decisions that Satan influenced and was all over. Stick around, don't turn that dial. More Jesus 911 Spiritual Warfare. Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need covenant eyes to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to covenanteyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.covenanteyes.com, code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR, and may God richly bless you and your family.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Soul Patrol, Jesus 911, One Man Car. My name is Jesse Romero. We're talking about the sexual revolution in light of spiritual warfare, in light of the diabolical. Now, God made everybody, and everybody has free will. God didn't consign anybody to start following some type of disordered lifestyle. We do have a fallen nature, and our nature can only be purified. Our intellect, our will can only be purified, and our emotions can only be snapped back into place by following God and His Word, by a life of faith and prayer, and by a life of living in sanctifying grace. This is how we reorient our intellect to understand and follow God by faith. This is how we strengthen our will, and this is how we snap our disordered passions, and we snap them back into place, and we master our appetites. If a person has no faith life, and if a person has no prayer life, they're going to succumb to their fallen nature. They're going to succumb to their disordered passions and their disordered appetites. And so God doesn't make anybody lesbian or homosexual or somebody, any other sexual deviant or sexual deviancy. God doesn't make people like that. People end up becoming like that, number one, because they give in to the diabolical. We're constantly being tempted by demons. That's called the ordinary temptation of the diabolical. And then also because a lot of us are malformed. Malformed means our conscience isn't properly formed based on the Word of God, so we follow our disordered passions. We follow our disordered appetites. And everybody listening to the show, you got to be a serious Catholic, because I'm talking about spiritual warfare. I'm talking about high-level stuff every single week. This isn't kindergarten Catholicism. So anybody who's tuning in, I'm going to exhort you, number one, Jesus Christ must be the center of your life. You must be living in a state of grace, in a right relationship with God. You must be free from mortal sin. If you got mortal sin, go to confession as soon as possible. And you must even fight and resist venial sin every day. See an act of contrition every evening. Have a strong prayer life, morning, midday, and evening. Read your Bible every day. Get the Word of God into you every single day. And also, pray the Auxilium Christianorum prayers every evening before you go to bed. Those prayers are binding prayers to protect you from evil spirits, to protect your children from evil spirits, and your spouse from evil spirits. It's more powerful if you pray them with your spouse. But every single person listening to this program should be praying the rosary every day, the chaplet of the Divine Mercy every day. Those are meditative prayers. Demons don't like meditative prayer. It injures them. It wounds them. They can't. In fact, every exorcist that I've spoken with, they've told me, I don't know one person who's been possessed by the devil who meditates on the rosary or the Divine Mercy every day. Not one. It's impossible. Because that's where demons attack. They attack your mind with thoughts and phantasms and apparitions and words and vulgarities and profanities. But when you're constantly entering into meditative prayer every day, the rosary and the Divine Mercy and reading God's Word, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're saturating your mind. You're taking custody of your mind. That's what St. Paul calls renewing your mind in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. You're renewing your mind in Christ, or taking custody of your mind. And this is what drives demons away. It causes them injury. It hurts them. Because as they're trying to project into your mind evil thoughts and evil images, you're projecting back out into them prayer, the Word of God. And that's like an airstrike. That's like an Air Force airstrike. You're literally dropping missiles on the enemy. That's what, when you project prayers with the mind, it's an airstrike against the diabolical. Let me tell you some of the Supreme Court decisions that brought us where we're at right now. And again, the devil uses, he goes after powerful men. Father Gabriel Amorth, the Roman exorcist, he's very clear that the devil prefers to go after politicians. And Father Fortea says the same thing, another exorcist from Navarre, Spain. He's a doctor of exorcism, in fact. Both of them say that the devil likes to go after powerful men like politicians. Why? And judges. Because they can maximize their damage because they have a lot of power. Right now, I think we're like in America since the 60s, since the sexual revolution, since these five demon generals were unleashed from hell by Satan. We're like, as Americans in this country, we're like a frog in a boiling pot of water. Okay? You know, if you put a frog in a boiling pot of water, if you put him, drop him in there, he's going to jump out immediately. But if you put a frog in lukewarm water and then you turn on the burner very slowly, the frog is going to stay in the pot of water and cook to death. Well, the secular humanist, liberal, moral relativist culture of death of ours, what they've created in part by the activist Democrat Party, they're boiling us alive 1 degree at a time. Let me give you a timeline of this diabolical filth that enter into our country. 1953, Hugh Hefner starts Playboy Enterprises. 1965, birth control was legalized by the Supreme Court. It was called Griswold versus Connecticut. Before that, it wasn't legal in this country. 1965, same year, Bob Guccione starts Penthouse. Another strategic move by the diabolical. 1966, the Church of Satan was founded by Anton LaVey. Another powerful move by the diabolical. In 1968, the U.S. Supreme Court, they upheld the First Amendment rights of pornography makers. Yep. Supreme Court in 68, the liberals, they gave rights to filmmakers to show their films, their porn films, and effectively told them you can police yourselves. Yeah, right. 1969, the Satanic Bible was written. Another power move by the devil in our society. In June 28th of 1969, the modern gay rights movement, the homosexual rights movement, started when riots broke out at the Stonewall Inn on Christopher Street in Greenwich Village in New York City. This event is considered the birth of the gay rights movement. It was the late 60s and revolution was in the air and traditional morality was already under attack. And these riots became a rally cry for the gay rights or the homosexual rights movement. What else do we see? Oh, by the way, let me just be clear about something. for people that are trolling, a Catholic is not homophobic. I'm not homophobic. I'm sinophobic. So let's be clear. A true Christian is not homophobic. We're sinophobic. Whatever offends God, we as Catholics must reject. We can't accept it if it offends God and if God has clearly spoken out against it. So another power play of the devil. In 1969, the Woodstock Festival, it occurred. It was a four-day concert in Bethel, New York. It involved lots of sex and drugs and alcohol and nudity and rock and roll. And the Woodstock Festival of 1969, this has become the icon of the 1960s hippie countercultural movement. Next power play of the devil in our culture. The Gay Pride Parade, which was started in 1970 in Los Angeles. In the first parade, the homosexual participants dragged a 20-foot paper mache of a male reproductive organ. And in every one of these gay pride parades, you have men dressed in nothing but G-strings from the waist down, and from the waist up, they're dressed as Catholic nuns. They're in every gay pride parade in California. They're called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And so there you have it. They mock our religious, they trample on what we consider consecrated and holy, and we're supposed to take this community serious when they say that when they say they are tolerant? Are you kidding me? And then what else do we have? January 1st, 1970, no-fault divorce law was passed in California. Then it spread throughout the country. 1973, abortion is legalized in all 50 states, Roe versus Wade. So in 1973, the Hippocratic Oath, basically, which contains references to abortion and euthanasia, we've turned our doctors from healers into killers in 1973. 1974, Larry Flynt starts Hustler, another agent of Satan. In 1980, the Ten Commandments are removed from public schools by the U.S. Supreme Court. In 1992, Planned Parenthood versus Casey, the U.S. Supreme Court made another decision on abortion, in which the error of Roe versus Wade was upheld. And Justice Anthony Kennedy, a Democrat, he wrote the court's decision. He said this, quote, "At the heart of liberty is the right to define one's own concept of existence, of meaning, of the universe, and of the mystery of human life," close quote. So this Catholic liberal Justice Anthony Kennedy, this line of legal reasoning that I just shared, it's a complete rejection of the Catholic faith, which believes in absolute truth. And this Anthony Kennedy has completely embraced moral relativism. This is the lie in our day. And in fact, this has become the official policy of the liberals in the U.S. Supreme Court. In 1997, we have a new sexual pervert, a new agent of Satan. He's called a Joe Francis. He was leading the youth into further moral decay. Joe Francis, he's the one that started that series called Girls Gone Wild. In 2003, we have another move from the devil, Lawrence versus Texas, where in that court decision, the sodomy laws in Texas were struck down. And so now the Lambda Legal, which brought the case, hailed the decision as a legal victory, so decisive that it would change the entire landscape for the LGBT community. Absolutely. And in June 26, 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court issued two historic 5-4 decisions in the cases of the United States versus Windsor and Hollinsworth versus Perry. Both of them are touching on the subject of so-called same-sex marriage in light of the U.S. Constitution. In Windsor, the court ruled that a portion of the Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, defining marriage as between a man and a woman for the purpose of federal law, is unconstitutional. And in Hollinsworth, the court ruled that parties seeking to defend California's constitutional amendment defining marriage as between one man and one woman did not have legal standing to appear before the court. And then the last thing I want to mention, another move from Satan and his five generals, was the U.S. Supreme Court legalized homosexual marriage in all 50 states in Obergefell versus Hodges. The five Democrat justices, liberals, voted in favor of homosexual marriage, and the four Republicans voted against homosexual marriage. There you have it. Liberals want to tear down traditional values and replace them with secular progressive values or godless values, and all this is fueled by those five demons unleashed from hell. My name is Jesse Romero, Jesus 911. I'm going to move next to the aftermath of the demonic sacrilege on a Catholic altar. We'll be back.
Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR, and may God richly bless you and your family.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Soul Patrol, Jesus 911. Remember that as Catholics, our prayers, when you're in a state of grace, they're more powerful. And as St. Ignatius of Loyola, he made very clear, he said that the heart of praying is to be a channel of grace to others. Those of us that have true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're trying to bring this faith to others, patient people are instruments of grace to bring patience to those whose lives they touch. And there's a powerful verse that talks about the way we distribute God's grace to another person. It's in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7 and 9. It says, in the days when he, Jesus, was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. This verse describes the way Jesus Christ distributed graces to us through his prayers, through his suffering, and through his obedience. Same with us. We are part of the body of Christ. We will distribute God's grace to others in our family that are living wretched lives or living lives in mortal sin by our prayers, by our suffering, and by our obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, our living, pursuing a life of holiness. Because the effectiveness of prayer, or the effectiveness of my prayer and your prayer, God has willed the distribution of grace to the world, and it depends upon the prayers of men. There's no better service than we can render the church than to set about diligently distributing these graces and teaching others how to do so and encouraging them in their efforts. The best three things I can tell you is this: for praying God's grace upon your family, doing the Angelus, okay, 6, 12, and 6. The Divine Mercy at 3 o'clock. The Holy Rosary sometime throughout the day. And the chaplet of the Auxilium Christian Orum prayers in the evening before you go to bed. Guess what? I just told you my prayer life. So if you're wondering, what does Jess Romero do? You just heard. Angelus three times a day, 6, 12, and 6. Chaplet of Divine Mercy at 3 o'clock. Morning prayer, that's the first thing I do in the morning when I get up, brush my teeth, I do my morning rosary. And in the evening, I do the Auxilium Christian Orum prayers. So I'm constantly projecting prayers into the cosmos. And what am I doing? What I'm doing is I'm filling up the cosmos with the sweet aroma of Christ. That's what the Bible calls our prayers, the sweet aroma of Christ. And what does that do? It drives away demons, and it gives you a prayer has a defensive nature, just like the blood of the lamb in the Old Testament that the Israelites put on the doorposts of their house. Same thing. That's what prayer does. It puts the blood of the lamb on the doorpost of your house, and it provides a hedge of protection. Let me move now to the aftermath of this demonic sacrifice or sacrilege on an altar. You all know the story. Yep, the Satanism and demonic and the diabolical influenced this former Catholic priest to defile the sacred altar at St. Peter and Paul in Pearl River, Louisiana. Both of the girls were Satanists. They admit it in the article. They call themselves Satanatrix. And the bishop, Gregory Amen, ripped off the altar and they burned it. That's exactly what you're supposed to do when something is desecrated, like this former priest did with two prostitutes. They had sex on an altar. The bishop says this is demonic. It's absolutely demonic. And so the bishop had to reconsecrate a new altar at Mass, and they had to burn the old altar because it cannot be used no more. It was defiled by a demonic act, by the act of sodomy on an altar with two women that are Satanists. And let me be clear here. The article says, the bishop says, there's no excuse for what took place. It is sinful and totally unacceptable. And Travis, he doesn't even call him Father Travis. Travis has been unfaithful to his vocation. He's violated his commitment to celibacy. And also, he was using that which was holy to do demonic things. And telling the parishioners he was infuriated by Clark's actions, the archbishop, by the way, I can't even imagine this poor archbishop, because he just had this happen to him with another priest that he had to get rid of. And isn't that weird? I've got the article here on the internet, and the internet froze. Interesting. Every time I'm talking about the diabolical, something like this happens. I got a question from the audience. Let me take a look at this question, and I'll read it. Meanwhile, my computer unfreezes. Okay, so here's a question from the audience. It says, Jesse, how can we pray these prayers against homosexuality for our children who are living this lifestyle? Or do they have to pray it for themselves who are blinded, binding prayers? So we as Catholic parents, as grandparents, as, you know, brothers and sisters, we can pray prayers for them. It's called intercessory prayer. The holier you are, the more powerful your prayer is. I'm just going to be honest with you, okay? The holier you are, the more powerful your prayers are. That's the James 5:16 principle. It's right in the Bible. I'm not making this up. It's in the Bible. And also, the precision of your prayers, Matthew 7:7, be precise. And also, your prayers are more powerful, mom and dad, because you have authority over your children. So here's what every mom and dad should be doing, okay? And you don't have to do it in front of your kids. You don't have to, but it'd be good if you did. Every single night, mom and dad should be blessing their children, okay? Putting your right hand over their head, mom and dad, both of you have spiritual authority over your children based on natural law and divine positive law, and bless them. Say, I bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't care if they're practicing homosexuals or lesbians. Do that, okay? Because whatever they're dealing with, maybe they've been cursed. Or if they're in mortal sin, what you're going to do is your prayers are going to affect their free will to start moving to God's grace. You're going to fight against whatever is attacking them so that their free will can be engaged, and now they can move towards God. So every mom and dad, even if your kids are good kids, every night with your right hand, and if they're across the house, you don't have to be there in front of them. Bless them. It's powerful. A blessing means you're calling the goodness and the power and the protection of God upon them. And you, mom and dad, have authority to raise your right hand and to bless them based on natural law and divine positive law in the fourth commandment. Your kids are your domestic church. Paragraph 1666 in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And so call God's blessing upon them. Especially you, Dad. You're the priest of the home. You're the head of the home. Mom's the heart of the home, but she still has spiritual authority over the kids. So bless them. Just do this. Raise your right hand. I bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then add a deliverance prayer. And then say, and Lord God, deliver my son or daughter from any evil, physical or spiritual. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Every night you got to do that. And this way you're chipping away at whatever sin that they're involved in. Because how are you fighting? You're chipping away at the hardness of their heart by grace. You're projecting grace to your kids, to their soul, because you have authority. You have spiritual authority over them. And so this is also going to make you holy. It's going to make you holy. Doing this every single day for the rest of your life. Blessing your kids. Here it is, simple. Every single night, mom and dad, tell your kids, I bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then say, Lord God, protect my son, my daughter from any evil, physical or spiritual. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessings offset curses. Blessings offset maledictions and incantations and hexes. A blessing is more powerful because it comes from God. And God is infinite in goodness. The devil is limited in his power. The devil's ordinary power is essentially just to tempt people. That's the ordinary activity. And he does this by permission of God. He doesn't have the right to do this. He has no rights. He has permission. And many of us, if we can get our kids to start praying, just simple prayers. Let's say an Our Father in the morning, son. Let's say three Hail Marys in the evening. Start off simple if they're just taking baby steps, because we also have to teach them to enter into a relationship with the living God. My name is Jesse Romero. By the way, you can read this article, Aftermath of Demonic Sacrilege on Altar. The bishop did the right thing. These two women call themselves Satanatrixes. They're also part of the Church of Satan, they admit. One's 41, one's 23. They're locked up in jail right now. That former priest is gone. He was a former chaplain of the Catholic high school. The altar was taken out by the parishioners. It's been destroyed by fire. That's what you're supposed to do. In Acts chapter 19, you destroy like something like that. And it just goes to show you that the diabolical is everywhere. It can even enter into the church. So let's live in a state of grace. Remember what St. Padre Pio says, pray, hope, and don't worry. Worry is useless. God is merciful, and God will hear your prayer. And we're all called to be great saints. Don't miss the opportunity. Stick around. Don't turn that dial. You don't want to miss Gary Machuda, the big guy. Up next, hands-on apologetics. He's coming to us from the Midwest Command Center. Catholics, pray the rosary every day from your heart. Remember, Our Lady told St. Dominic in 1214, that the rosary will defeat heresy. And there's a lot of error right now being taught. Pray the rosary from your heart every single day. Go to Mass as often as possible. Visit our Lord Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. Make a holy hour at least once a week. Read your Bible every day. Get the Word of God every single day into your heart. Remember, the Word of God is the only antidote against the poison of pornography. The Word of God, it builds up our immune system. Fridays, penance. You can go old school Wednesdays and Fridays, or add some other days during the week, and also remain in a state of grace so your prayers are powerful. Go to monthly confession. That way you're making sure that you're walking with the Lord. My name is Jesse Romero. Gotta wake up, America. Don't hit the snooze button. Jesus is coming soon. You've been listening to Jesus 911, and we're out, 10-7. See you next time, same Christ time. Same Christ channel. God bless you. Keep the faith.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to Thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou Thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of Thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.